Mark Paul Smith, welcome.
Thank you, Juliet.
Your brand new novel, Honey and Leonard, is a grand one. Congratulations on that. What's it all about?
Honey and Leonard fall in love in their 70s. Leonard has the early stages of Alzheimer's, and Honey thinks her love will cure him. She's in the process of finding out the hard way that love does not conquer all, or does it? Leonard's heirs try to keep them apart. He's an old farmer. He had a lot of land, and he invested early in IBM. He's got a lot of money, which is why everybody's after his money. They accuse Honey of poisoning her boyfriend. They accuse Leonard of being incompetent. Rather than face these legal and medical issues, they flee to France. They take off in the middle of the night, and they're gone. Lovers on the run in their 70s. Private investigators are after them. The police are after them because they've jumped the no contact order and the criminal investigation. And the international press is after them. The world falls in love with Honey and Leonard. Why? It's an old couple, beating the legal system, beating the medical system. They're the Bonnie and Clyde of love. The world falls in love with love. Honey and Leonard, if you really want to get down to it, are not people at all. They're the symbol of love itself. And love is on the run. And love gets caught in this book.
Great storyline. And it's going to touch a lot of people, I do believe. It really is a modern folktale of epic proportions, with all of the mystery and the intrigue and the action, adventure, and humor a love story could ever hope to have. So where did the plot, the events, and these characters come from?
It actually comes from a case I had in the 90s where a woman whose name was Honey was accused of poisoning her boyfriend, and they were in their 70s. That's about the only factual basis for the story. I took that and ran with it. But the book is about how love keeps you young and how being in love is so important to stop what we call becoming elderly. By the way, I think that word elderly should be eliminated from our vocabulary. I don't like it. I don't like what it stands for. And now that I am a senior citizen, I'm protesting.
No matter your age, I get that one. Eternal youth and eternal love.
Absolutely.
Certainly. You have woven in greed and betrayal and elder law, attempted murder, jail breaks, Alzheimer's issues. This really does read like your own caseload. So overall, in your book, how much is fact and how much is fiction?
Well, I would have to say that it's mainly fact because it's about people, and there are bits of people I've known throughout the book. So in that sense, it's all factual, but none of these facts happened all at the same time in real life.
All of the same people in France. That's an interesting combination then, too. How long was Honey and Leonard in the works?
Honey and Leonard started off in the 90s when I had that case I was telling you about. And only recently did I pick it up and read it. It had flashes of goodness, but long passages of boring. So I toned it up and touched it up, and then it started to take off. Then Honey started to come alive and do what she wanted to do on the printed page.
That's fantastic. And that was that enough to just drive you right into finishing the whole book?
I couldn't stop once I started writing it. And some days I'd sit down and 7 hours later I'd kind of come out of this daze and I'd have 20 pages written. The book wrote itself. That's when you know you're doing it right, when it writes itself.
Are we going to hear more from Honey and Leonard?
The book is set up for a sequel, which is going to be tough because, like I said, Leonard is in the early stages of Alzheimer's, but the next book could take course over a one-week period in their life. But for Honey and Leonard, I think the sequel will take place in South America. Yes, that's it. The next book, Honey and Leonard, will take place at Rio during Carnival.
That sounds like a plan. And in the meantime, in your mind, from start to finish, why is Honey and Leonard the story that needed telling?
In some ways, it's about Alzheimer's and the frightening part of losing your mind or even forgetting things. We all get to a little older and we start to forget things, even those without Alzheimer's. And it's about how to face age, not only gracefully, but gratefully, to be grateful that you're able to get older. So for everybody out there who's got somebody you're in love with and you want to grow old together, this is a book about staying young together while you're growing old.
Mark Paul Smith is a Fort Wayne attorney and author of Honey and Leonard. Mark, thanks for making time for us today, and long live Honey and Leonard. Long live love.
Thank you, Julia.